I've been in Germany for the last 5 days or so in preparation and then for the Global Media Forum here in Bonn. Where I landed though was in Frankfurt, where I went to visit an old friend of mine who has an apartment and works as an academic in that city. And over the weekend got a chance to walk a bit through Frankfurt and was very impressed with the cleanliness of the city and the way it's been laid out, the beauty of the river that runs through it, and the green spaces that have been woven through the urban environment. It's interesting that you can wake up to the sound of birds, but also be surrounded by towering office blocks at the same time. On Sunday, we got to walk around the Frankfurt Cemetery. This is a very big space, well laid out, with thousands and thousands of graves, memorials located within a very old forested area, beautifully maintained in comparison with what I'm used to seeing where I come from, which is in Harare in Zimbabwe. The cemetery seems to be divided up into a general area which comprises graves actually of a multiple of religions, but separate from that space is a new and an old Jewish cemetery. The old Jewish cemetery, particularly interesting because of the fact that the graves there are not attended and seem to have been lined up in rows in a manner that doesn't look normal or original, as if these tombstones have been assembled in this place, having been distributed in some other place, some other time. And I wonder if it's possible that in order to protect these graves during the Nazi period, that possibly the tombstones were hidden or concealed. And I wonder what the truth is there. So positive in that they have survived that period and that one can visit them, and somewhat sad actually because of the sense that nobody particularly does visit or look after them. And so you do wonder, is there a generation missing, or more than a generation, who normally would have tended to these graves with more care? I'm on a lighter note. In Bonn this evening, I had a bit of time to myself and went up to the shopping area to look for a bite to eat. And I was quite keen not to eat in a chain store, and spotted something that looked a little bit more sophisticated, and walked into a very nice environment, sat down, and managed to get myself an English menu. But on closer inspection, I had a sense that I had brought myself a vegetarian to dinner at a steakhouse, particularly because some of the meals had a little commentary that went with them and ran something like this: these cows have been freewheeling in open fields right up until the time they were slaughtered. And it amused me. I mean, obviously, that's a great notion if you're going to eat meat, that the animals have been free range and lived a quality life before you got to eat them. I was happy that there were a couple of alternatives on the menu, and so I actually got to enjoy what I think is a very good fish in this part of the world. It seems very fresh, well prepared. And for someone like me who lives in a landlocked country, actually more than a treat, a celebration of sorts. And so far, I have to say that Germany has been a really pleasant revelation, full of friendly people, liberal attitude, and a diversity that seems very healthy and good news for this society.